Hey guys, welcome back to Honor Best Behavior. I'm Mac and I'm here with
your mom. It's Kelly. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I missed you. We haven't podcasted for over 2 weeks.
I know.
Life's been busy. Your mom's been
gone.
You mean
for you?
Yeah. It hasn't been busy for you?
No, not really. No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Let me tell you, when I was on my vacation, I missed you so much.
I did too.
Sick.
It was so weird.
It was so weird. Yeah. What was your life like without me? The same.
No, I had to take care of everyone.
Yeah, you did have to take care of everyone.
And I had bed hogs every night.
Yeah, two dogs.
Yes.
Yeah. You didn't like it? You like snuggling with the puppies.
Not both of them.
No.
Both of them's too much.
Well, that's what I get every
night. Violet's fine.
Okay. Does she try to sleep on top of you?
No, she just tries to lay on my leg.
Oh, yeah. She does that too.
Which is fine.
Sometimes they...
Tyson, lays on my back, and then he slowly pushes me away.
Yes, yes. He tries to kick you out.
I know. I was in here first. And even when he's not even there first, move.
Yeah.
My bed.
Yeah. He thinks it's his bed.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So today, I am going to tell you all about my cruise.
Okay.
You haven't even heard the story. I haven't really talked about it. No? You got nothing? You don't care?
No, I don't know what you want me to say.
Oh.
You're like, you've never heard about the story.
Have you? Have you heard? Do you know anything about my cruise?
No.
Nobody at my house really asked me, tell us every day what you did. So today I'm going to.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So when Emily and I left for our cruise, I had to get up at 2:45 in the morning because our flight left at 6 in the morning.
So, oh, yeah, that's right.
It was okay because I was super excited to go. Did you get shocked?
Yes.
So I was like, yay, it's time to go. It's time to go. I was so excited to leave for my trip.
Uh-huh.
And even more excited to come home.
You were more excited to come home?
Yes, I missed you so much. So let me tell you, I've been to a lot of airports, and Minneapolis St. Paul has a great airport. We really do. There's a lot of great shops. There's a lot of great restaurants. There's a lot of great places to grab a drink. A lot of other airports really just don't have much. And if they do, it's not very, good.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't really want that, but it might be my only option kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, and we thought nothing would be open that early in the morning, but we were so luckily wrong. So we had a mimosa at 4:44 a.m.
What is a mimosa?
It's half champagne, half champagne, half orange juice. It's a delight.
Does not sound like mine.
You don't like champagne? That's good. And then there was this donut shop that was open, and I had this sprinkled chocolate donut, which is my favorite. So yummy. Are you jealous? You love a good donut.
Kinda.
I mean, you do eat donuts every day for breakfast. On school days, you go to the donut shop. So maybe you're not jealous.
But I became poor off of that.
Yeah. You don't have any money. You spent it all at the Hans.
Yep.
And then we had some coffee. And yeah, it went pretty quick. Did you get zapped again?
Yeah, I keep getting zapped.
There was this really funny story. We were waiting to get on our flight. And this girl and her boyfriend, husband, whatever, they were sitting there, and she was inhaling this avocado toast. And then these other, this family of four came. It was two girls and their mom and dad. And all of a sudden the girl's like, ew, there's a booger on this chair. And I was like, oh my God, that's disgusting. Because it totally did look like a booger. But it was the avocado from the avocado. Emily's like, I think it's avocado. I'm like, oh yeah, you're right.
That's funny.
But it did look like a boogie. So then, when I'm on vacation, I'm usually excited, let's go, let's go, let's go, 100 miles an hour, let's have a good time. So on the airplane, I was like, I'm going to get a Bloody Mary. So I order a Bloody Mary, and the lady gives me two bottles of Tito's, the little ones, and I give her my card, and she's like, don't worry about it. So I got two free drinks on the plane. That was exciting.
That is awesome.
We finally get to Miami at 11 a.m., we check into our hotel, which is a Radisson, and they're my favorite hotels. I love them.
How long did it take you to get to
Miami?
Yeah, how many hours is that?
It was a 3.
What time did you leave at your flight?
6.
6 a.m.
Yeah, and then we got there at 11, but it's an hour later, so it was 10 a.m. our time. Okay. So 6, 7, 8, 9, 4 hours for our flight. check into our hotel. We're like, okay, we're hungry for lunch. So we, Emily's like, where do you want to eat? And I said, anywhere on the water. I just want to be able to see the water. So we find this restaurant and we have lunch, and there's so many yachts, like literally, these huge boats.
Every time I called or you called me, you guys were eating food. It was so
I ate a lot on this trip. And so I was like, how is there this much money in the world? Like, so many people have these huge yachts. It's insane to me.
Yeah, it is.
And yachts are more expensive than houses.
Really?
Yeah. They're like,
what about a mini yacht?
Well, I don't know how much those cost, but I'm sure they cost a couple $100,000.
Yeah.
So we ate on the beach, and then we went to another beach where we could actually go into the ocean, and we rented like chairs and an umbrella, and we just sat there, and Emily took a nap, and I just watched the ocean. I went in the ocean.
You took a couple totally, pictures, too.
Yes.
I saw your pictures.
Yes, took a bunch of pictures, and just people watched, and man, a lot of these people, young people who live in, like, Miami, it was a Saturday, yes, I had to think about it, and I'm like, I just can't even imagine, like, March 4th, like, hey, what do you want to do today? Let's go to the beach.
Honestly.
And it's like 85 degrees, sunny.
I wish it was like that
swimsuit.
Here. I wish it was like that here.
It was lovely. It was just, I loved it. But anyway, seeing all these girls with these little bikinis, I'm like, mama needs that body. I used to have a cute body like that. And I am
mama
serious.
Needs that body.
I text Justin. I'm like, I want a Miami beach body so bad. And he's like, that's going to be a lot of hard work. But I am ready to do it. So we did that. We laid in the sun, and then we went back to our hotel, had dinner.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, okay, we wanted to be ready to get up in the morning and get on the ship. So I was like laying in bed, listening to podcasts, like trying to kind of fall asleep. And you don't know this, but I was listening to the Dave Ryan Minnesota Goodbye, which is the Dave Ryan and KWB,
yeah,
it's their podcast that they do every day. And all of the sudden, I hear them say, I had like sent an email in because they were like saying like Shamrock Shakes are overrated.
Uh-huh.
What's your opinion on that?
That kind of, I don't even know.
Did you get a half Oreo, half Shamrock?
Yeah, it's pretty overrated though.
What? So I think half chocolate, half shamrock is the best thing.
I don't actually know. I haven't had one in a while.
Didn't you have one with Justin? Did he bring you home a shake from McDonald's? I was on the phone with him.
Oh,
I
yeah,
swear.
The shamrocks?
Yeah,
they're not
the green
overrated.
One.
They're
yeah,
so
they're good.
Underrated.
Underrated?
Yeah.
People love them.
They're underrated because it's from freaking McDonald's.
Do you know what underrated means or overrated means?
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't sound like you're using it in the right context. Overrated means like most people think it's great, but it's not.
Yeah, I know.
And underrated means people don't realize how good it is.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I didn't mean it like that.
Okay. Nothing else?
Nothing.
Okay.
So, yeah, I guess it is overrated then.
Okay.
Because a lot of people like it.
So they were saying it's overrated. And I wrote back like, you haven't lived until you've had half shamrock, half chocolate. By the way, check out my podcast on our best behavior. And so they said that.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden I'm like, what? Like I was kind of asleep, you know?
Hey.
And then I heard them start talking about our podcast. And they pulled it up. Like Fallon searched up our podcast.
Yes.
And then read about it. And we got a lot of downloads from that. It was amazing.
Actually, let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to let you listen to it after this. And if you haven't listened to it, it was the March 5th episode of the Minnesota Goodbye. And they did a big shout out to our podcast.
The Minnesota Goodbye.
Dave Ryan and Fallon, we know you listen to our podcast now. And thank you for the shout out.
Thank you.
And you know how much I love Fallon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I was like, bing, like wide awake. Like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. They talked about us for like a minute. That's a long time. That's a huge shout out. All right. So we go to bed and Sunday We get up, we're excited, we pack up our hotel room, and we go to the boat. We get all the way to the boat, and I'm like, get an alert on my phone, and it's like, you left your AirPods at the address of the hotel. I'm like, fuck.
Actually, you did?
Yes. So then we had to get another taxi, go all the way back to the hotel. Sure shit, my AirPods were in the bed where I left them. Then we had to get another taxi and go all the way back to the boat. We get on the boat. It's fine. Like, going through security, everything, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine.
Uh-huh.
We get on the boat and they're like, oh, hey, by the way, nobody's room is ready, so you can't go to your room yet. This was a huge boat. It was like capacity for 4,600 people. That's not including the crew. Okay?
Not including the crew?
Yeah.
Dude, so that's like so many people.
Imagine 4,600 people can't go to their room. Everyone's trying to eat or get a drink, and it is fucking chaos.
Hey, you don't need to eat a fucking chaos.
You don't, you just... You, just because I said, you can't yell at me and then say the swear word.
Shoot. I meant flipping chaos.
There you go.
Okay?
There you go.
I never use that word.
So anyway, I just thought, oh my.
The way you used it.
God.
So was it like crazy? Because you used it in a crazy way.
Yes. And people were rude and pushy and butting.
Like, move out of my way.
And I was like, my irritability was just like creeping up. I'm going to fucking punch somebody.
Jeez, you must have been mad.
I was mad. But then it was like God could sense my irritability. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden he just sent this waiter right from heaven. And he was like, madame, can I get you a drink? And
madame?
I was like, yes, yes, you may. Please. Please. Thank you. So that was that. So that was the first day. So it was just, I was kind of like,
oh, it was crazy. The first
day,
you're
crazy.
Like, oh my goodness.
It was crazy. So we couldn't even go to our room. So we get on the boat at like 11:30. Can't even go to your room till like 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was a lot of chaos.
That must have sucked.
Kind of sucked. And so, but then we had like a specialty, we got two free specialty dining nights with our package. So the first night we went to this Mexican place and it was so good. Margaritas, so good. We had guacamole. They freshly made your guacamole right at your table.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good. We had queso dip, but it wasn't like our queso dip. It was like cheese. Like not like drippy cheese, but like it was, I don't know, it was good. I had these enchiladas. Good.
Enchilada.
Dessert, I had a Mexican coffee. So good. Are you jealous yet?
Yeah.
And so then that was fine. And then Monday we had a sea day. So we just kind of explored the ship, shopped around, saw what our options were.
I think he's glitching out.
It does? Quit messing with the cord. Sometimes that will do that. And so we checked everything out. No, you made me lose my train of thought, bruh.
Sorry.
And then we went to the buffet and like... People, the line was so long at the buffet, so we didn't go there very often because it was just chaos. There's nowhere to sit. Sorry. Your feet are warm. Mine are cold.
Actually?
Here, let me put my... Isn't that like an ice cube?
No.
No?
It feels normal to me because my feet are always really good.
I feel like your feet are warm. So anyway, I like was waiting in line forever, and this other lady like tries to get right in front of me, and I'm like, oh no, the line is back there. And she's like, no inglés. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure you understand the line is back there as I'm pointing. But I was just like, people are so rude.
I know. Maybe she was lying to you and she's a new inglés.
Well, maybe she.
My mic keeps glitching out and I'm not playing with it.
Okay. Let me make sure you're plugged in. Uh-oh. Are you still plugged in here? Hang on. Let me pause this.
All right. I'll be back.
Back.
All right, we are back.
So, yeah, so anyway, but the best thing about the buffet is they have like an ice cream bar.
No inglés. No inglés?
I was like, oh, you will understand me, lady. And then they had ice cream bar, so I get a scoop of ice cream every day. And then they have like caramel sauce and chocolate sauce and toppings. Delightful. So yummy. So then we hit our first port on Tuesday. We go to the Dominican Republic first. And I've never been there. So I'm like, I don't really know what to expect. We don't have any excursions planned for there. We're just kind of like, let's wing it. We were going to do like this waterfall thing, but you had to know how to swim. And I'm like, nope.
I know how to swim. Yep.
I do know how to swim. I just don't like to. And I don't like to like jump in and not be able to touch and not know where I'm at. But I did show Emily at the pool that I actually can swim.
You can?
Yeah, I can tread water and swim.
But you just said...
I don't like to.
Why?
Well, I don't think I can swim to save my life.
Oh.
Like, I'm not a strong swimmer.
I'm a strong swimmer. Yeah.
The fatter I've gotten, I think I float better.
Okay, you don't need to use fat. That's a little too much.
I'm just saying. You're not even that fat. I'm just saying that was a noticeable thing that I noticed. It was a noticeable thing I noticed.
What, that you're... You just
All right. So anyway, we get there. So we're like, oh, there's this beautiful pool. There's like front row seats open. Let's get a spot. We're just going to have a pool day. We're just going to relax. It's already hot as shit. And we're just going to maybe have some drinks and maybe have something to eat. We're swimming in the pool. All of a sudden, like 10 minutes later, it's a full blown pool party at 8:15 in the morning. DJ just boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom.
And so then this lady comes by and she's like, do you want a drink? And we're like, sure. So we just get like frozen drink, whatever, it's hot.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then Emily's like, oh, let's get like a vodka soda. So we're like, okay, we'll get a vodka soda. The lady brings out, like, you know when you go to a restaurant and you get, what was that?
Was that?
Oh, you're popping bubbles.
Hey, what was that?
You get like a big restaurant cup full of like Coke.
Yeah.
Okay. This lady brings a big cup, two big cups. They're full of vodka. And then she hands us a bottle of Sprite. And Emily's like, oh, Kelly, be careful. Like, that's just vodka. There's no Sprite in that. You got to mix it. So then everything just went downhill from there. We got super drunk. Had like four Coronas in the pool.
They wanted like
we were dancing. I was requesting songs, and by the time we left the pool party, it was like 11 a.m. and we were trashed.
Boom, 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 boom.
I was like, I was dancing
so
up in that pool.
So the first night you called me, you guys said you were tipsy and you were drunk. I knew it. I
for
could
a
tell.
Little, I mean, I felt
no. I could tell.
Okay,
you guys look like it. And
oh,
you sound like
thanks.
It.
Well, we had a good time.
That's all that matters.
Okay, thanks. We didn't have to drive. We just had to get back to the boat.
Boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
But could you just see your mom in the pool like, I was like doing Mackie's twerk in the pool.
Oh my. I don't twerk. Number one, that's your
no,
move.
I was saying your favorite dance move of mine
oh,
is
yeah,
my twerk.
It's super funny.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Cringy.
I was like, Yeah,
why?
You like it?
That's
you
so
like
cringy.
It? You know you want
drunk.
This. You know you want it. It
you
was fun.
Were
it was
drunk
fun. Yeah. Didn't eat anything. So then we did some shopping.
Boom, boom.
I got this new necklace. Do you see it? Do you see it?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah. And, yeah, so that was fun. I'm trying to think. We never really went to the buffet for dinner. We always did, like, fancy dinner. It was, like, a three-course dinner. It was so good. Had, like, steak one night, scallops, shrimp, fish, pasta. I'm trying to think what else I had that was good. Everything I had was so good. We'd have like a glass of wine with dinner every night. We'd have Irish coffee for dessert every night.
Irish coffee?
So good. So good. Okay. So then Wednesday we go to St. Thomas, which is the most beautiful place I have ever been in my life. I text Justin and I'm like, you know what? This is where we need to retire. Once Mackie's 18, we getting the fuck up out of that Minnesota. We're going to St.
Actually,
Thomas
all
for
of
life.
Us?
You can come if you want to.
Okay.
What are you going to do after high school?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. We got to figure that out. You're just going to live with me in my basement?
No.
In St. Thomas?
No.
Okay. So we went to Megan's Bay. It's this beautiful,
the
crystal
bay.
Clear ocean. I was frolicking up in that water. I had sand in places. You should never have sand.
Wait, Gibraltar?
Yeah.
Just getting the job done?
Everywhere.
Wow.
I like would wipe, go to the bathroom later that day and I'd wipe and there'd still be sand coming out of my areas.
Oh my God, what?
No, you've never
just
had that happen?
Just through getting the job done.
And then, okay, so then we did have an excursion that night. We had like it was supposed to be a sunset cruise, but there was no sunset because it was just not the right timing.
Uh-huh.
But I had to pee so bad and I did not want to pee in the boat because... It's scary to me. Like this.
How is it scary?
Because there was these really steep stairs that you would have to go down and up. And then they said, like, do not put any toilet paper in the thing. If
what
you
thing?
Do in the toilet, because it's a weird flushing system. I knew I would forget.
Where would you put it?
In the trash can. So you wipe and then trash.
That's fine.
Okay. But, you know, it's such a habit to wipe and put it in the toilet.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be that person.
Why couldn't you put it in a toilet? Why wouldn't they just have like an area where it's just a bucket?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
And maybe they can hold more, doesn't get clogged up, or it's easier to clean. I don't know. So anyway, I want to pee before we get on the boat. So I find this like bathroom, and the bathrooms there are like not like here. They're like shady.
So they're not expensive.
Yeah, so I'm like I'm in there. I lock the door and I'm like, is the door locked? Like this seems pretty janky.
Oh,
and
so
I like double checked.
Bathrooms.
The door is locked. I'm like mid piss, and all of a sudden I hear this lady
mid piss
jiggle the handle, and then she still like will not accept that it's locked,
lady,
and she's like
out of here.
Smashing her body into the door. It opens mid piss, and I'm like, hey, somebody's in here. And she's like, why didn't you lock the door? I'm like, why did you put your body up against the door until you bust it down? Well, BS.
Is that what you said? You actually say you're going to pee your ass?
No, I didn't. But if I found her, I was going to be like, what is your fucking problem? So I get back to like Emily, and we're in line to get on this Sunset Cruise, and she can just see that I'm like irritated. And she's like, what happened? So
I tell her
the whole story. And then there's this, they're like, okay, you guys can get on the boat now. And we're like in the front. So there's like a girl in front of us. And I don't know, she had like a boyfriend, but I don't know where he was. And then it was us. And she kind of looked at me and I'm like, you can get on. You were here first. And she's like, oh, no. I think you should get on first. I don't want to make you mad. And I'm like, I'm really nice. I just don't like to be treated poorly. So she's like, well, I think that I want to be on your good side so that if anyone treats me poorly, you have my back. I'm like, okay, that works. So anyway, the Sunset Cruise was super fun.
So she did not betray you.
She did not betray me. She was good to me.
Maybe she didn't know you were in there and just thought the bathroom was
No, this was some old lady that did that. The bathroom situation. This girl was like young and on our boat, but she wasn't trying to get in the bathroom. She just heard the story that I was mad. So we go on the Sunset Cruise and there's like Emily kept calling it a rumarita, but it wasn't that.
Ramarita.
It was good. Arisnavida. They had drinks. They had meats and cheeses and veggies and dip, and it was good. We met really great people. We met this two friends that were friends from their line dancing class. They met in line dancing.
Line
dancing?
That was
dancing.
Their
exercise. It's like doing the like Macarena and stuff.
Malacari and Macarena. Ay!
Yeah. So... yeah, so that was fun. And then there were two sisters and a brother and their mom on the cruise.
Oh.
And we called them the Kentucky Kardashians because they were super like bougie and social. And so we're like, are you guys siblings? And they're like, yes. They had matching cowboy hat tattoos.
Oh.
And we're like, they're like, yeah, this is blah, blah, blah. This is blah, blah, blah. And that's our mom. But she doesn't want to be a mom on our vacation. She wants to be our older sister. Okay, got it. So that was fun. They were good. It was just like, everyone was a good time. It was lovely. So then.
And then the start of it was a S show.
Yeah. Got way better from there.
Very good.
And then when we were at Megan's Bay, we had like some drinks and some lunch. And I had the best grilled cheese in my life.
Actually?
Yes. It was like white cheese. It was so melty.
Oh, yeah.
It was so good. So, so, so good.
So, so good.
So then on Wednesday, I got real homesick. That's like when it hit me. I was like, Mackie, I'm never leaving you behind again. You never even get the choice if you want to come or stay. You're coming. I miss you. I miss Justin. I miss my dogs.
Dude, but what if there's a new trimester when you go again?
I don't care.
I'm going to fail.
You won't.
How?
You have your after school class. You get caught up. You have study hall.
Like in high school, it's like serious.
Well, it is, but I'm the mom, I'm the boss.
I honestly should have just ditched.
You should have. Next time,
even
I'm telling you.
I would have got an F in science.
You would not have.
I would
have
got a D.
What do you have now?
Strong work.
You did so much strong work.
I probably have a B minus.
Okay, well, that's great.
Or a C still.
That's great. I'm happy with that.
I literally need to get that up.
Okay, good.
I didn't want to disappoint anyone.
Okay.
So.
Well, it would have been kind of my fault if not connected to power. Sorry. I mean, it would have kind of been my fault, like, if you were not there at the end, whatever. I could have accepted some of that.
I should have came with.
You should have came with. It was a good time.
Bro, you're spoiling. Like, you're, like, making me sad that I didn't come with.
So.
I'm not sad, but I wish I would have come with.
Yeah.
Came with.
So, my next goal is I really want to either go on an Alaskan cruise.
Alaskan.
You, Justin, AJ.
The last Alaskans.
Yes. Or I really want to go to Banff, Canada.
What is to see Rose?
I don't know. I don't think he lives by Banff. Yeah. He lives in BC. Banff's way far away from there.
TC?
BC.
It sounds like
British
TC.
Columbia.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So the boat was a rockin'. It was like.
Build a boat. Did you have the B boat?
I was like.
Fine?
This boat is gonna tip over.
Ooh,
and I was like watching the staff, like, are they freaking out? Because I'm freaking out. Are they freaking out? I was just so dizzy. I was so dizzy from the rocking of the boat.
So you get boat sick?
I never have, but I got just really dizzy.
Really?
I just was like, I'm gonna go to bed and I'm gonna wake up in the water.
Really?
This boat's gonna tip over.
You're gonna like wake up to choking on some water.
Spoiler alert, didn't happen.
Yeah, I know. At least it wasn't the Titanic.
No, I know. But I did think about the Titanic often on the ship.
Yeah, I know. Ice ball.
Like, onward. Iceberg. Right ahead. Smash. Oh. So then Thursday, we go to Tortola.
Tortilla. Pizza roll.
Tortola is the home of a painkiller, which is a cocktail, a drink. Mm. And it's made with this special kind of rum called Pusser's Rum. And it was from back in the Navy days, in the old Navy days. And so we went there. It was so yummy, so smooth.
Yum.
We had this bang bang shrimp, was the best bang bang I've ever had in my life.
Bang bang
shrimp is big shrimps. And then you dip it in this bang bang sauce.
What is bang bang, bang sauce? Bang.
It's like a spicy mayo. Kind of like a chipotle mayo type thing. Oh, it's yachi. It rained just a little bit. Like, it was just refreshing. We did some shopping. It was nice. It was a chill day.
That's good.
Probably the most chill day.
That's good.
Friday, we had a day at sea. We discovered the casino. And
we're not allowed there.
You know that pushing game at carnivals that I love?
Oh yeah, I'm good at that.
They had that at this casino.
You're like, hey, pushing.
Do you think I ever got a chance to push?
No.
It was always full. I was so mad.
You're like, get on my game.
I'm like, this is my game. Do you know who I am?
I'm gonna rent the machine.
I'm the queen pusher.
That's so funny.
I didn't say that. I just thought it in my mind.
That's funny.
So, okay, so this is funny. So Emily finds, so I'm like pissed because I just want to play that pushing game, right? And so then Emily finds like this scratch it rich game. So she's playing that. I'm like looking around trying to find a game that I feel like is calling my name. I finally find this spin the wheel game. It's going great. I'm like winning money. Like that thing, that machine is just bling, 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 winning money. Spin the wheel, big money. It was fun.
Money.
Next thing I know, Emily finds me and she's like, oh, I'm going to play right here next to you. I'm like, okay. All of a sudden, like 2 minutes later, all these like ship police show up and she like looks at me like, what did you do? And I'm like, what the heck? And she's and so we're like, who are you looking for?
You must have been really good at that game or something.
No. So they're like, we're looking for Emily. And I'm like, oh, what did you do? Well, she somehow was stealing money from somebody else's account because I don't know. I don't even know how it works. Something about somebody didn't log off. Somebody logged on. Something about the money. So they're like, you owe this lady X amount of money. Blah, 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 blah. It was crazy.
Oh, shit.
So she had to figure all that out. And I'm like, I don't know you.
Well, that's her fault.
I don't know you.
Like, I mean, it's not my problem that the lady didn't know how to log
out. I'm like, I don't know her. Yeah. Well, Emily said she talked to the lady and she was super nice and it was totally fine. But these, whatever, ship security, casino, whatever they were crazy about it. They were not.
They need to calm.
They did.
Flung down.
Yes. You're talking too loud. You need to calm down. Okay.
I don't know. I know you're trying to run.
And I said, you're being too loud. No,
you don't know the song. I don't remember the
rest. Okay. It's
okay. Being too loud. I need you to say, I don't know. Right?
So then they had a brewery on the ship. We discovered that it was amazing. Best. That was ended up being our favorite place.
The brewery.
So then Saturday is our last stop, the Bahamas. Let me tell you about this. So we were supposed to port at like some private island, but it was too like wavy. So they couldn't dock there.
But I like the wave simulator.
I know, but they couldn't. Whatever. So we end up going to like NASA, Bahamas. And it is like the port is under construction. There is 6 cruise ships there. And they let everyone off the boats at the same time. With the construction, there is one entrance to get in. And it is...
Holy
it Nick. Is like just a stampede. A stampede Barbie. Of people. It was nuts.
Actually
it was
crazy.
NASA Bahamas? Dirty. Such a dirty place. These people are hustling so hard for like... bare minimum money. It was sad. I just didn't like it. And but
so
there was
you're never going on that again.
There was some perks. They had this drink. I had a pina colada actual coconut. Like I watched them cut open the coconut.
Oh, I love that. I just want
to and then make the drink and then gave it to me.
I just want to drink a coconut.
So good.
So good.
So thirsty for one right now.
You're making me thirsty. I want to drink a coconut
so
now.
So yummy. And they had alcohol or no alcohol. So you could have had one.
Matt.
We were supposed to go swimming with the pigs. Got canceled.
Oh, yeah. I got the piggy cup.
Yes,
piggy
I got you.
Cup.
I got you your new piggy medicine cup.
Yeah, for my ADHD. From the morning. Rescue Al.
So they said the first group went out, couldn't dock because the water was too wavy. So then they canceled it. So then we didn't get to go. So we were like, we're going to make the best of it.
The fat pig that weighs like 600 pounds is going to, a wave's going to take
I don't think they're that big. I think they're smaller pigs.
Oh, like 300
pounds? No, the boat that took you to the beach couldn't dock.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh, pig overboard. Shoot, pig overboard.
Oh, belly up, pig.
Belly up, pig.
Just a bunch of hoofs. just a bunch of little tails sticking out of the water.
We gotta go. We can't do this. No more. Oh, another one overboard.
So we're like, we're gonna just shop till we drop. So we did. We had drinks and we shopped, and you can like walk down the road with a drink there. It was lovely. And I found a bunch of fake rollies.
Rolly.
So I like.
On my diaries. I already got some designer to my roll band. Okay, I'm done.
And so I like
fake
took
rolly
a picture.
Rollies.
I sent it to Justin. I'm like, I'll buy you any one of these rollies. But he said they all looked fake as shit. And they were. I mean, the people were honest that they were fake. Hey. I got AJ a Gucci belt.
Gucci, mm-hmm. The fake one.
He knows. And then
I know kids like to wear fake stuff.
Yeah. And then so we were like trying to find a spot to like just have a drink before we were going to go back to the boat. And I'm like, I just want to be on the water. And there was a Senior Frogs there, which I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's like a big spring break place. It is like 2 p.m. and people are on stage like humping people, like giving lap dances.
Whoa.
It's crazy. It is so loud. I'm like, but I had to pee so bad, of course. And so I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. But then we ended up finding a quiet little tiki hut.
Tiki
right.
Porch.
It was like out on a dock, just in the ocean. It was lovely. The drinks were $20 a piece, but it was lovely.
There's a lot of crazy people, huh?
So then this is the funnest part. We go to get back.
Like, damn, this is the funnest part.
We go to get back on the boat. And this was really great is they'd always have like water, like ice cold lemon water, orange water, regular water. They'd have a guy, he had like tongs with cold towels because it was so hot. So you could like put it on your face or your neck or wherever you wanted to put it. And so we're like, oh, we are going to do this up. They have it's like a red carpet, but it's a blue carpet.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're famous walking down this like big runway, and they have a million like staff members like clapping like yeah,
yay!
Yeah, yeah. And so they're like blaring Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah. And she's like, this is the part when I break free.
Oh, whoa.
And so we are like going, and I'm like, cold towel, chug a drink, and I just bust a move down that. Down that runway, I'm like dancing, and they're like, yeah, you go, girl, yeah. It was so fun. I never felt so famous in my life.
Well, I would have been more famous.
You should have came. So then Sunday we get up at 6 in the morning to like get home. I don't get home till midnight. So it was a long ass travel day.
Ow.
They like tell you like, okay, so they're like, everyone has to be like, you have like colored tags, and then they like call your tag. Then you like get, you know, then say, oh, okay, everyone with a red tag can get out. They like looped you around this entire ship. I felt like herded cattle.
Herded cattle.
And I was pissed. It was such a shit show.
You're funny.
Such a shit show. So we went on a Norwegian cruise. The food was phenomenal. I have not a bad thing to say about the food or the staff was amazing. The amount of people on that boat drove me nuts.
Boom.
I would never, ever, ever go on that big of a cruise
again.
Boat again.
Okay, good.
So there's that.
Because I don't want to have to deal with that chaos.
Yeah. So it took forever just to get like to the airport. And then we were at the airport for felt like a long time. We had lunch and stuff. That was fine. All of a sudden, like, we get seated. Emily and I are not sitting by each other because they just kind of put you wherever.
Yeah.
So I get to my seat. I do have an aisle seat, thankfully.
Yes.
And there is this girl. So it's, like, her dad who is this big, this girl who's this big, and then there's me who's this big. This girl is, like, blah, 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 like, talking my ear off. I, like, put my ear pods in, like, don't AirPod. Talk to me.
Shut up.
I'm busy.
Yeah, get out of here, bum.
She keeps talking to me. I'm super annoyed. But by the end of the flight, I fell in love with her. She was 7 years old. She was so cute. Every snack she had, she'd be like, do you want some of my snack? And I was like, no, thank you. And then I had a couple of snacks. And I'd be like, do you want some of my snack? And she'd be like, yeah. So I gave her some of all my snacks. And then she was like telling me like how old she was, where she lived, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey. Have you ever heard of stranger danger? You should not be telling people all this information about where you go to school, where you live. But then she was telling me that she had a sister, and her sister died of cancer when she was 2. And her sister was 17. I know. This little girl was just telling me her whole life story. So she was super sweet. And so then we ended up finding out we were on the same flight on the way down the neck because we had a layover. Huh? And I'm like, maybe we're going to sit by each other again. And we didn't, but I saw her in the airport, and she was, like, waving at me, like, hey! And I was
that's
like,
funny.
Hey, honey, you're cute. So that's it was funny. But her dad kept saying, like, Jade, that's enough. Jade, that's enough. Jade.
Jade.
Jade. Jade. Jade, don't tell that joke. So it was funny. Then I, like, have my AirPods in. This guy on the plane is snoring so loud.
Oh, God, bro.
I can hear him. Super loud with my AirPods in. I'm like, that is fucking embarrassing. Well, somebody needs to tap this guy on the shoulder and be like, wake the motherfucker up. Because nobody wants it. The whole plane can hear you.
I can hear you.
Like a pig. Man. Yes, that is what it sounded like. Yes. Yes. It was so bad. So bad. So, did I have a lovely time on my cruise? Absolutely. Did I feel like
chaotic? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But was it worth it?
Absolutely. I just don't like to be without my family that long. I got homesick.
And those crazy ass people.
Yes. Made me want to hit a bitch.
I can tell. Multiple.
So being gone for so long makes me truly appreciate what I have at home if it's worth having. Yeah. So what I realized is I truly love my family. I truly love my life. I see these people like hustling so hard. They live in little huts or just these like shithole apartments. And I'm glad that's not our life.
Honestly, for
like,
real.
Like, we don't live in the biggest house. We don't have millions of dollars. But I feel like our life is comfortable. Are you okay? Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's all I have. Do you have a would you rather for me? Or do you have anything you want to talk about your week while I was gone? Anything crazy happen at school?
No.
Did anything crazy happen at home?
I feel like on Friday,
you had that day off.
There was like 3 fights at school.
Oh, I thought there wasn't school last Friday.
Oh.
Maybe it was Thursday. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, Thursday, whatever.
Was it anyone you knew?
No.
Okay.
But there was a lot of fights.
Why?
For like no reason. I don't even know.
Did someone try to bust in someone when they were in the bathroom?
What?
Did somebody try to bust in somebody when they were in the bathroom?
What do you mean?
Like when I got mad at that lady.
No.
Oh, then why were they fighting?
I don't know. They just got mad or something. I don't know.
Did somebody butt in the buffet line? No? You don't think I'm funny?
Cruise ship.
I'm just saying, what makes people want to fight? Did they know Inglés?
No, I don't even know, to be honest.
Okay.
But whatever.
Anything else?
Owie.
How was your weekend? Did you do any highlights on the weekend?
Just go look at the car.
Okay.
I went to look at car.
Okay. Do you have a would you rather? Do you have anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Who's here?
Oh, shoot. I gotta
go, guys. I have something I want to say. It was so cute. So when I got home at midnight from my cruise.
Uh-huh.
You were so cute. You came to help me with my luggage. That was so sweet. We hugged at the end of the driveway. And
I had hugged my mommy.
And then I just saw the dogs in the window wagging their tails.
Dude, that was the happiest they've ever been in their life, I think.
I truly know my dogs
miss
me.
They've never went on a trip and missed and without you.
Yes, I always bring them with. They were like jumping on me. I've never seen Tyson smile so big.
He's like,
I was like, I can't even breathe. They're licking my face. Tyson was just happy that I was home because he didn't get any treats while I was gone. And Violet, she does love me. She's my girl.
Okay, I did give him a tiny bit of food.
Yeah.
When I dropped some on the floor. And I was like, oh, Violet, you got to get one too then.
Yes. You have to be fair.
And then they did get loved by me.
Yes.
Because I would not push them off my bed. I'd be like, all right, fine. You can sleep there.
Yes.
I would let them take the little spot up, but I would scooch him over a little bit.
Did Justin sleep with his door shut? Or
door shut.
He did?
Yes.
He told me he left it open so the dogs could sleep with him if they wanted to. Lies.
I don't think he did. And if he did, I don't remember ever that being a thing.
Like they slept with you every night?
Yes.
Okay. What's your would you rather?
Oh, nothing happened down there. My would you rather was, would you rather eat the hottest pepper in the world or squirt lemon, some juice from a lemon in your eye hole?
Do you have to chew the pepper?
Yes.
Okay.
You have to eat it.
Squirting the lemon juice. Just get it done.
Boo.
What are you doing?
World's hottest pepper challenge.
You've done that before in your life?
No.
Not the hottest, but you've eaten some hot peppers for money.
Yeah, yes. I have. And I might have died, but it was worth it.
Oh, I have one more thing.
For the Apex and Fortnite money, it was worth it.
Yes. I read an amazing book on my trip. It was a Colleen Hoover book.
Uh-huh.
And it was called Without Merit. So if you have not read that book, you need to check it out. Did you break something?
It was from this, and I don't know what it's for. It was just sitting on this thing.
Oh, yes, I see it.
It's for the cord. It's for the cord. Oh,
that makes sense. We probably wouldn't have so many glitches if we used it.
Yeah, you put it on like this.
Yes, I see. Okay,
see?
Let's wait till we're done. I'm going to tell you my joke.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
I went to grab some cheddar cheese and hurt myself. It was too sharp. Get it? Sharp cheddar.
Oh. I don't get that good though.
All right. I love you. I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be back in my normal life.
I love you too, Mama.
I truly appreciate what I have. It's given me some insight. And I do think sometimes it's good to get away just so you do know how good you have it at home.
Yeah.
All right, MacDog. I love you so much.
I love you too.
And you guys, we'll try to do this every week now that we're back into a routine. Thanks for being patient with us. And talk to you later.
See you guys. This is the part when I say I don't want it. I'm stronger than I